Next door to Pakistan, in large swaths of Afghanistan, people are worried, among them Anya Dabir. She's the director of the Agency Coordinating Body for Afghan Relief, known as ACBAR. She joins us now from Kabul. Your group is issuing a statement today that begins this way. We express our grave concern about the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan and the serious impact on civilians. I want to know the impact on civilians, but also how collapsing security has affected the humanitarian groups that are under your auspices there.
Well, the impact means that humanitarians' ability to reach the most vulnerable population do not get the assistance they need. For example, a week ago, medical staff of a member of ACBAR were on their way to transport some patients. They were attacked and kidnapped, and to this date they have not been released yet. So this forces the organization to suspend their activities in an area. Up north, last month, there was a clinic attack of an international NGO, and two of its staff, a doctor and an administrator, were killed.
Well, if you're in a situation right now where insurgent activity has increased, suicide bombings have increased, as you have said, indiscriminate attacks on civilian areas, and the number of airstrikes by international military forces has also claimed more civilian lives, how would you compare what is being endured in Afghanistan right now with what has been the case in the past? Well, you've been there 8 years, even prior to the Americans going in 2001. What is the comparison?
Well, at least the optimism has gone. I think that that's for sure. If you compare it prior to 2001, well, we have to be realistic. There were very few aid agencies that could operate in Afghanistan, and the need was great, and the pressure of the Afghan population was tremendous. So we have to be careful. Some things are moving, but if we talk about delivering aid to the most needy in a view of a humanitarian crisis or serious situation in relation to the drought and the upcoming winter, I think then we have to be very serious about addressing the issue as soon as possible.
And the first thing that you would say is needed would be what?
Well, the realization, of course, that peace cannot be brought to Afghanistan by military force. There is a wide range of measures needed for that. Increased attention to rural development, that is one. There need to be a huge reform of the national governance, so that there will be a growing confidence of the Afghan people in their government. Aid should be delivered more effective to ensure that it really reaches the most needy people. And peace-building initiatives should be developed at a local, national, and regional level.
There is much more to talk about, but we'll let it go with that. Thank you very much. Anya Dabir, who's the director of the group known as ACBAR, the Agency Coordinating Body for Afghan Relief. Thank you very much.
Thank you.